why you, you know, pick out this very precise one and you're like, oh, I'll trust everything else, but the doctors who are trying to save my kids' lives, they're the ones who are just out, like, are really scamming. Like, come on.
Also, reminder, this has been the Small Cactus Radio Hour. You've been listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Air Radio. We don't have the next DJ in yet, but this has been the Small Cactus Radio Hour. This is DJ Tolstoy and Big Brain. We can keep on with this, or we can head out. I mean, I'm fine either way.
I think I want to tell the story about someone who shares a name, because it's very funny.
Go for it.
I may have told you this one before, but I definitely haven't told the audience.
Yes.
About, I think it was 2 weeks ago, I get an email about a charge to my credit card. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, all right, let's see what this is.
Mm-hmm.
So I look at the charge, and it's like $300 or something at like some furniture store. I'm like, this is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I haven't gotten furniture. I was in the same house last semester. I didn't buy any new furniture this semester. Obviously, this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
One other thing I noticed about the email is that they actually spelled my name wrong. My name is Bennett Brain, and they spelled it Brian Bennett with my also with my correct middle initial. So my thought is, okay, so someone found my credit card, somehow got my information, and then used that and basically identity theft. But they somehow made the mistake of like mixing up my name, you know, a little bit.
Gosh,
so that's what I assumed
would
happen. So I call my parents, and then I, you know, figure out, you know, all right, we're gonna call the credit card company, figure out what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, a 3-hour process ensues, and there's a little bit of things that make me wonder, because then they realize that, then they look at my account, and it actually hasn't been charged to my account, which I'm like, all right, this is confusing. Well, but then why did I get an email that said it has been charged?
Yep.
And then apparently the account linked to the email, because it has the last 4 digits of the account, and we told the credit card company about it. Apparently that account is not linked to me, so I'm still very curious. So I look online.
Yes.
At the address that this stuff was shipped to, because that was also in the email.
Yeah.
Turns out, at that address lives a Brian J. Bennett.
Oh my God.
So, and his email, so my email is first name, middle initial, last name.
Mm-hmm.
His email is last name, middle initial, first name, which means it's one letter off of mine.
Oh my God.
Because his name is Brian, my name is, his last name is, first name is Brian, my last name is Brian. So it's one letter off. It's the most hilarious thing ever.
That is so good.
I think we may have our next DJ in.
Oh,
so.
Hello, next DJ. Let's see. We'll put on some music. We already ID'd the station, so you're good on that. We'll probably do some music to fade in the next person. Do you have anything else to say? What to announce for the world before we head out?
If it's your birthday, happy birthday.
That's so good. Oh my gosh, that's great. I hope you guys had a wonderful night. Thank you very much, Big Brain, for coming on. I hope you enjoyed your first foray into radio.
It was very fun.
Yes, that's always the goal. I hope you guys have a wonderful night, and we'll see you guys all later.
No matter how like shitty a person can be, you always just want to get back together with them, because you just miss having somebody to depend on.
Hey, everyone. This is Gerard. You're listening to A Concept on 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I'm alone in the studio tonight. Lily is in Florida. But yeah, shout out to Lily. Hope you're having fun. Yeah, first show of the semester. Pretty exciting. New time slot, 11 o'clock, Thursday night. Yeah, I don't have too much to say. I hope everyone's semester is going great so far. We just heard from Sister Sledge with Lost in Music. Yeah. I'm gonna play some more music. We're gonna hear from Sophie with Pony Boy.
Boy.
Trophy.
Shooting star, I'm a boss, never in limbo. All the girls round the world, now we in control. All the girls round the world, one, two, three, let's go. Take the gunshot, hit down, back, just do the show. Shooting star.
trophy. I want that trophy. I want that trophy.
Bitch, I'm here to fuck you up. Wanna make your bottle pop. I'm about to drop. Looking like what we spending, cause we got this. Those dollars all in my pockets. I'm like a diamond in the sky. So high. Bitch, I'm here to fuck you up. Wanna make your bottle pop. I'm about to drop. Looking like what we spending, cause we got this. These dollars all in my pockets. I'm like a diamond in the sky. So high.
I want that trophy. I want that trophy. I want that trophy. Want that trophy.
Hey everyone, I'm back. So we just heard from Sophie with Ponyboy, then Charlie XCX with Trophy, Childbirth with Siri Open Tinder, and Fleetwood Mac with Seven Wonders. Yeah. Let's do a quick PSA from Okay, let's do this one about nature. Whenever visiting a national forest, seeing a black bear can be a thrill. But if the bear rips through your tent for a granola bar, a carefree camping trip can turn deadly. You can do your part to reduce black bear encounters by storing trash, food, and scented products, such as toothpaste, in a bear-proof container, your car trunk, or high in a tree. Learn more online at fs.usda.gov/NFSNC. This message is a public service announcement of the U.S. Forest Service in this radio station. WMFO, we care about bears and you. Very important. So I think we are going to listen to some country. We're going to hear from Maren Morris next. Thank you.
recreational purposes. I've got an itch to just get high. I'm in the middle of the worst of it. These are the best years of my life. I've got the hankering for intellectual emptiness. I've got the need to ease my mind. I watch some reruns on the TV set. These are the best years of my life.
Hey everyone, I'm back. So we just heard from Maren Morris with Girl, and then Casey Musgraves with Oh What a World, Phoebe Bridgers with Motion Sickness, Pistol Annies with Best Years of My Life, Snail Mail with Speaking Terms, Soccer Mommy with Be Seeing You, and Blind Melon with No Rain. Wow, so just listen to a lot of music. I had a great hour with you guys. I hope that you all had a lot of fun listening. This is Gerard. This has been A Concept. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We're gonna hear from the House Martins with I'll Be Your Shelter.
Troubles seems more than you can afford, and you feel you need a friend, someone to share the love. What I'll do when your dreams are scattered, just like the wind blown sand, and you feel you need a friend. I'll be there, reach out your hand when the tempest is raging. That's what I'll do. I'll see you through your bad times. I'll see you through your fears. I'll see you through your hang-ups. Honey, I'll dry all your tears. When the tempest is raging, I want you to know, got a friend that's true, like a shadow in the time of